Welcome to Goddard Jing. I'm Nandice Ellis. Goddard Jing is your invitation to God. Goddard Jing was created for you to find God within yourself. Now, if you've been listening to Goddard Jing for a few months now, you know this is true. But for those of you who are new to Goddard Jing, I'd like to welcome you. I'd like to welcome you to God. And to let you know that no matter what your religious beliefs have been in the past, or what they might be now, it does not matter. That God is everyone's God. And that even when we look closely at religion, what we see is that they all believe that there is a God. Now, religion can't tell you or even show you what God is, because God is something that you need to discover on your own. It's not outside of you. God is inside of you. And this is why it's very, very challenging to find God in any kind of religious setting, because religion is set up, or I should say most religions are set up, so that you're looking outside of yourself to an authority figure or to some guru or to some, you know, religious figure that seems to have the answers. And they might have the answers, but they don't have the answers for you. Because the only way that you get to find God is to look within yourself. That this is truly the only place that God lives. And when you find God within yourself, suddenly the search for anything and everything is over. This is the thing that we all desire more than anything, to have a relationship with God, to know God in our being, in our hearts, in our souls. And so Goddard Jing was inspired by God through me as that vehicle to help you go inside yourself and find God. And truly, this is the most beautiful thing that you could ever do. There are two different lives, and one is a life that is without God, and one is a life that is with God. The life that is without God might be a wonderful, beautiful life, but there's always a sense that something is missing. And the life with God, no matter what is happening in that lifetime, is a beautiful, harmonic life, filled with joy and bliss, and a sense of knowing that everything is always all right. We're in a very interesting time in our history. There seems to be so much chaos and crisis everywhere in the world. And this is really designed quite perfectly, because in chaos and crisis, new opportunity arises. When things are in order, it's hard to create a new order of things. So for this new order to actually manifest in this world, chaos and crisis is an absolute gift, because from that place of chaos and crisis, suddenly a new order can manifest itself in our lives and the world at large. And what we're really talking about is not just, you know, finding a new way to do things and a new way to, you know, exchange things and a new way to have commerce or even a new way to live. What we're really talking about is a new way to be connected to the divine. And this, again, must be a personal relationship. I have no doubt that this world is in store for great harmony. And the reason that I say that is because we all have the same voice speaking to us now. And this voice is truly the voice of God. And so if the same voice is speaking to everyone on this planet, doesn't it make sense that everyone would be getting the same message? Now, I wouldn't be getting one message and you getting another message. No, God wants us all on the same page, and that's the point. And this is the time in our history where we all get to get on the same page. And this is happening now. This is happening even and especially in all the crisis and chaos that you see. When these things happen, when these challenges happen in the world, people stop looking outside themselves because they realize the answers don't exist there. And they start looking inside themselves and they start connecting with God or whatever it is that they experience as a higher power. And once we each connect to this place, then suddenly we are getting the same messages. And when we're getting the same messages and we have the courage to listen to those messages, suddenly everyone is doing the same thing and we're all going in the same direction, we're all on the same page, and we are all in perfect harmony. And that's the point. That's the point. So, ironically, tonight I have picked a card from the Osho Zen Tarot deck, and it is the Harmony card. So it's right in harmony with what our conversation is. And so I'm going to read this to you and see how this applies to you now in your life. So the Harmony card, first I'd like to tell you, it's a beautiful card, and there's a beautiful being on this card. You cannot tell whether it's male or female, it does not matter. And there's a beautiful light coming out of this being's heart, and the light is going up behind its head, coming down in front of it, and there's beautiful dolphins, two dolphins, coming out through the top of this being's head. It's quite magnificent indeed. And so this is what the card says. The card says, listen to your heart. Move according to your heart, whatsoever the stake. A condition of complete simplicity costing not less than everything. Again, a condition of complete simplicity costing not less than everything. To be simple is arduous, because to be simple costs everything that you have. You have to lose all to be simple. That's why people have chosen to be complex, and they have forgotten how to be simple. But only a simple heart throbs with God, hand in hand. Only a simple heart sings with God in deep harmony. To reach to that point, you will have to find your heart, your own throb, your own heartbeat. Yes. And this is the result of listening to the divine voice of God. So this card goes on to say, the experience of resting in the heart in meditation is not something that can be grasped or forced. It comes naturally, as we grow more and more in tune with the rhythms of our own inner silences. The figure on this card reflects the sweetness and delicacy of this experience. The dolphins that emerge from the heart and make an arc towards the third eye reflect the playfulness and intelligence that comes when we are able to connect with the heart and move into the world from there. Let yourself be softer and more receptive now, because an inexpressible joy is waiting for you just around the corner. Nobody else can point it out to you, and when you find it, you won't be able to find the words to express it to others. But it's there, deep within your heart, ripe and ready for you to discover. It's very, very beautiful. Now, I'd like to invite you into meditation. And if this is your first time to Goddardji, we usually do about a 5-minute meditation. And this will help you connect with yourself and find that peace within and help you find the voice that you are looking for. And so if you're in a safe place and you're able to close your eyes, please do. And take a deep breath. And just follow your breath. And as the breath moves in and out, notice how it brings you into yourself. Notice how each breath helps you relax and let go. Notice how each breath is like a river that brings you deeper and deeper into the center of your being. And actually imagine the breath going into your body and imagine it filling up your heart completely, as if it's cleansing your heart. And imagine that this breath can move down into your solar plexus, your power chakra, and fill up this entire area of your body as well, cleansing it. And imagine that this deep, relaxing breath goes down into your belly, into your hips, into your pelvic area, and cleanses these areas as well, bringing you to a deeper and deeper state of beautiful, peaceful relaxation. And imagine that this breath can go down, down, down into your legs, your thighs, your knees, your calves, all the way down into the soles of your feet and out the soles of your feet into the earth, all the way down into the earth, to the center of the earth and connecting to the earth's heart chakra. And with another beautiful deep breath, imagine that the energy of the earth, of the earth's heart chakra, moves up, up, up through the earth and into the soles of your feet, up your legs, up your torso, through your heart, and down your arms and into the palms of your hand. And as it does, it also moves up into your upper chest and your shoulders and your neck, and up into your head and your face, all the way to the crown of your head. And you may experience a beautiful tingling or sensation of warmth now. And this energy moves up through the crown of your head, a foot above your head, 10 feet, 100 feet, a mile, 5 miles, 10 miles. And it connects to the center of the universe. And notice how your body feels as you are both connected to Mother Earth and to the heart of the universe. And just allow this relaxation to move through your body. And notice how peaceful and safe you feel now. And every breath takes you deeper. And every breath takes you even deeper than that. And I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each number that I count down, you'll notice that you become more and more relaxed. 5 4 3 2 1 0 0 0 Completely and fully relaxed. Now I invite you to imagine that you can now take the thought, any thought that's in your head, and drop it right down into your heart. And as you do, you notice that you drop down into your heart. And just see what that feels, just to be in your heart. So many of us spend our days and our lives in our heads. But the head was never meant to be used as the master. The head is the servant. And the heart holds the keys to truth and awareness and guidance. And so just allow yourself to drop down into your heart. And with each breath, notice that you're sinking deeper and deeper into your heart space. As you're in your heart, and you may see yourself as a little person just, you know, in your heart, feeling all comfy and cozy. Or you may just be aware of your consciousness residing in your heart. Either way, I want you to become aware that there's a whisper that you hear. And just keep listening until you hear it. And it gets louder and louder. And you realize that this whispering is your heart speaking to you. Now, maybe you've never noticed that your heart speaks to you, or maybe you notice every day. Nonetheless, here you are in your heart, and it is talking to you. And it's getting louder and louder, and that whisper is becoming more audible so that you can hear it. And what is it saying? And if you're not sure, I invite you to simply imagine what it's saying, because when you invoke your imagination, you're also invoking your intuition. It is one and the same. So just make it up. for now, because in making it up, you are actually accessing that intuitive part of yourself. And what you are imagining is not your imagination, but truth. We just have never been taught that this is the case, but this is truly the case. And so just quietly listen to what your heart has to say to you. And to ask your heart now, what is it that you need to know in order to have a deeper connection with God? And listen for what it says. And ask your heart what it is that you need in order to have greater peace in your life, or what is it that you need to understand in order to have greater peace in your life. And you may also ask your heart, what is it that you need to let go of in order to have greater harmony? And what is it that you need to understand about yourself in order to step into your power, the power of who you really are? And finally, ask your heart if it has any last message for you. And when you feel complete, thank your heart for all its great wisdom, and know that you can return here any time, any moment of the day or night. That if you're ever feeling scared or stressed or uncertain, that this is the place to come into your heart. Because in your heart, you meet the divine, you meet God. That God does not speak to you through your head or your mind, that God speaks to you through your heart. And here lies the access way. And finally, take a beautiful, deep, cleansing breath. And you may remain in this beautiful, relaxed space of peace and joy, or you may become more conscious and present. Either way, notice how much more open your heart is and how much more full of love you feel now. Beautiful. So I'd like to share a little story with you. The other night, my son Travis, who's 15, came into my bedroom and we had a beautiful conversation. And we often have these beautiful conversations, but this one was noteworthy. You see, my son Travis is a musician and he loves music. And he's only been, you know, involved in music for less than a year, but he truly has a gift and talent for it. Well, as we were talking, I remarked how much he was in harmony with his life. And he corrected me immediately. And he said, "Mom, I'm not in harmony, I'm in melody." Well, of course, he sees everything in terms of music. And I said, "Well, Travis, what do you mean?" And he said, "Well, harmony means that you are in harmony with the outside world." And he said, I'm not interested in being in harmony with the outside world. I'm in melody because I'm in melody with myself. And that's more important. Because if I'm in melody with myself, then it's easy to be in harmony with the outside world. And that just comes naturally." I thought this was so brilliant. I had never thought of it like that, but it made absolute sense, yes, that in order to be in harmony with the world, that first we need to have a melody within ourselves, that in order to have harmony in the world, period, that we need to go within and we need to find, as my son Travis so brilliantly put, that melody in ourselves. And so how do we do that? How do we do that? That's the question. Well, certainly, through this meditation, you all had an experience of this, and I invite you to go back to the archives of the show if you're listening to the show live, or if you're listening to an archive, listen to it again, and do that meditation. And you can use that meditation every single day in order to get back in touch with yourself and to feel that melody in yourself. And notice even now, after we have created this beautiful space, that you still feel peaceful and you still feel that you are in melody with yourself and in harmony with the world. And that is there and available for you all the time. So what does it mean to be in alignment? I've talked about this for years, of being in alignment with yourself, with your soul. Well, to be in alignment means that you truly are listening to your inner guidance. To be in alignment means that you stop worrying about what the outside world is telling you to do, and you look inside yourself and you figure out what it is that you want from your life, what it is that you want from each day, what it is that you want from your relationships, what it is that you want from yourself. It's so interesting. I'm been coaching, life coaching, for well over a decade, and I coach people all over the world. And the one thing that I notice, that when people initially come to me, that there's a sense of misalignment. Now, it could be misalignment in their work, or it could be misalignment in their relationships, or, you know, in some other aspect of their lives, but there's always some type of misalignment. And people feel the misalignment because things just don't feel right. People describe it as feeling out of sorts, or uncertain, or confused. We all have a great need and desire to be in alignment with ourselves. When we are in alignment, literally life changes. When we are in alignment in all areas of our lives, suddenly the divine can move into our being and work magic in our lives. But it does take some courage to be in alignment. We are so brainwashed from the time we were very little, and not everybody, of course, and things are certainly changing now, but you know, my generation and generations before me and even after me, we have been brainwashed to go with the flow of what life is telling us to do. You know, what are our parents telling us to do? What are our siblings telling us to do? What's school telling us to do? What's the world telling us to do? And as a result, we get locked into situations, relationships, jobs, and an endless slew of so much more that really does not work for us. And when we get locked into these dynamics, we move out of alignment with ourselves. I believe that this thing that we call the midlife crisis is really about the realization that we're not in alignment and the desire to get into alignment. And so I'd like you just to take a moment and think about where in your life you are, in fact, in alignment, and where in your life you might not be in alignment. And I invite you to do this without any self-judgment. This is just observation. And just see what you notice, and I'll give you a few seconds to do that. Okay. Now, you don't necessarily have to do anything with that information that you just received. Just becoming aware of it and putting your focus on it will bring things to the surface over the next few days, and more awarenesses will come about what it is that you need to change in your life in order to get back in alignment. Now, we really all have a secret weapon on how to get back into alignment, and that, of course, is listening to the divine, the voice of the divine, the voice of God. But so many of us really don't know how to do that. How do we listen to God? How do you really tune into what God wants? Well, again, it's about finding that silent place. And it doesn't really matter how you do it. You know, certainly meditation like the one we did today is very, very helpful. But there's an endless ways in which you can create that space to hear God. Now, the thing is this. God is always talking to you. It's not like God only calls you on Sunday, you know, and, you know, wishes you a good day, or, you know, God only talks to you at night or in your dreams. No. God is literally talking to you 24/7, that everything is talking to you, that there's no place you can look, there's no place you can be, that God is not talking to you. The trick is trying to figure out what God's saying, because many of us have not learned to speak God's language. God speaks in symbols. God speaks in what often seems like whispers. The voice of God is not a loud voice, although sometimes it is. Most of the times it's a soft voice, a voice that you really have to quiet yourself down in order to hear it, that you need to find that place of stillness. And that place of stillness could be when you're taking a hot bubble bath, or you're walking in nature, or you're simply doing some deep breathing. It could be when you're, you know, playing with the dog in the backyard, or your child or grandchild. It could be when you're running or doing exercise. It could be when you're lying in a beautiful pool. It really doesn't matter. God does not have a preference how you listen to Him. God is always there speaking to you. And it's your job to become conscious, to wake up and become conscious and really listen to what God is saying to you. And then having the courage to follow that voice. Because many of us actually do hear the voice of God, but we're afraid to really follow it, because it means that we need to make different choices. It means that we need to change something in our life, or shift a belief, or maybe it means that we need to let go of something. But the truth is that God will never ask you to do anything that will hurt you or anyone else. Now, it may seem that way, because sometimes in letting go, it's difficult and challenging, and why would God ask us to let go of this or that? But truly, on the other side of that letting go are enormous gifts. And it may seem that there's a lot at stake, but there really isn't. And there's really nothing at stake when you listen to God. And of course, this is the faith piece. Oh, faith, such a challenging experience, because faith means that you just let go and have faith that God will provide for you exactly what you need when you need it. It's an interesting thing. Because as long as we think that we have to do everything for ourselves, then, you know, God steps back and says, okay, you know, she's got it handled, he's got it handled. But once we let go and we allow God to do God's magic, then suddenly life becomes easy and effortless. The only risk involved is simply letting go. The only possibility to allowing magic and miracles in your life is simply letting go. Now, I know at this point a question arises, but how do I know that God is not going to punish me? I've done all these terrible things, and we've all done things that we might consider terrible or think that God considers terrible, but God does not judge you. I know I grew up believing, you know, there was a God who judged me and would punish me, but that's not true. God loves you unconditionally, and God does not punish you. God does guide you for your highest good, but never to hurt you or to punish you. Many months ago, I was out jogging, and I suddenly saw this little thing look like a little squished tennis ball in the middle of the street, and I ran up to it, and suddenly I realized it was a small bird, and it was still alive, and I assumed that it was dying, and I wanted to get it out of the street because I didn't want it to get run over. And when I went to pick it up, it moved, and I realized it wasn't going to let me pick it up, even though it did let me touch it, believe it or not. And I started to shoo it, you know, onto the sidewalk, and it would go one way, and you know, go it was going the wrong way, and then I would shoo it from the other direction, and then I would go back the other way, and I'm shooing it from left to right, left to right, left to right, and I almost got that bird on the sidewalk, and then the most amazing thing happened. That bird took off and flew away, and I stood there in complete disbelief of what just happened, because I thought this bird was dying. And then I got it, that truly God was giving me a metaphor. This is how God works. God will shoo us one way, and then shoo us another way, and then shoo us one way, and shoo us the other way, until we are on track, in alignment with divine good. And at that point, we just take off and we fly. And this is what's happening on this planet right now. That God's shooing us one way and shooing us the other way and shooing us one way and shooing us the other way. And yes, it looks like crisis. I'm sure that bird thought what was happening to it when I was shooing it from left to right was crisis as well. The faith lies that we will be able to fly, that we are being shooed one way and the other way, so that we find the strength within ourselves, we remember who we really are, and we can take off in flight. That we truly do have the ability to fly, to fly. So yes, God loves you. God loves you unconditionally. God has always loved you. The worst thing that you have ever done in your life, God has still loved you without interruption, hesitation, or doubt. And God wants you to love yourself. That truly this is the healing for each of us and for the world collectively. For when we love ourselves, truly love ourselves, then we can do no harm to another. We can do no harm to ourselves. We can do no harm to the planet. That the answer and the transformation that is upon us is through self-love. And from this self-love, we experience God's love. God cannot love us intrinsically unless we allow it to happen. We actually have the ability, this is how strong and powerful we each are, that we have the ability to stop God's love from being in us, being us. Think about that. We are so powerful that we can prevent the experience of God's love. This is free will. But of course, if you're like me, you're probably thinking right now, why in the world would we ever want to do that? Well, we do that because we don't feel deserving of God's love. We do that because we are judging ourselves. We do that because we feel shame, and we don't want God to see us. But the truth is, God always sees us and always loves us, and that whether we allow God's love in us as an experience or not, God is still loving us. That love is there and available to you. But the only way that you get to experience it is by letting it in. And the only way that you could let in God's love is by loving yourself. This is why you've heard so many people over the years talking about self-love. That self-love truly is the answer, it's the healing. Anybody who is experiencing any sickness or illness, I guarantee you that there's some level of prohibiting self-love, or prohibiting the love from another, or prohibiting God's love. And that if we just allow ourselves to be loved, we just love ourselves, and we just allow God to love us, and we just allow others to love us without censorship or conditions or judgment, the healing instantly and miraculously happens. That love is what heals, because love is of the highest vibration. And that if we have an illness in our body or disease in our body, that literally what we're doing is constricting love. We're not letting the love in. And if we just let the love in, the golden, beautiful energy of love heals us instantly, miraculously. This is truly how divine healing occurs. Of course it does. What else would heal? It's love. And the good news is that we are unconditionally loved right now. That right now God loves you. And God sees you innocent. That nothing you have ever done in God's eyes was wrong. That God has never judged you. That God sees you as a beautiful, innocent child who is learning and growing. And God is completely patient with you. No matter how long it takes you to learn a lesson, it matters not. If you ever learn the lesson, God still loves you the same. God doesn't love you more after you learn the lesson than before you learn the lesson. Because you see, you are God. That if everything was made from God, that means that you are made from God. And if you are made from God, that means that you must be God. And now is the time to awaken to who you really are. And the God that is you and in everyone, the God that is, invites you to go inside and look inside and to find that presence and to find that love and to let go of everything that has ever stopped you from knowing that you are love and that you are loved. Letting go of everything that has ever stopped you from knowing that you are love. Everything that has ever stopped you from knowing that you are loved unconditionally, without doubt, hesitation, or interruption. Allow that to sink in. Take a deep breath. And I have a homework assignment for you today, and that is that at some time in the next little while, I invite you to go by yourself in your bedroom, your bathroom, doesn't matter, as long as you're by yourself, and look into a mirror. And I'd like you to stare into your own eyes. And look deep, deep, deep inside your own eyes. And take a deep breath. And as you're looking into your own eyes in this mirror, say, I love you. I love you. And just keep looking into your own eyes and keep telling yourself out loud, I love you. I love you. And at first, it may seem weird or uncomfortable. Keep doing it. And this assignment is about reaching this place where you really do feel that, where it's not just words. So you just stand there or sit there in front of that mirror looking into your own eyes, and you keep telling yourself, I love you. I love you. I love you. And don't stop until you actually feel it. And when you feel it, you'll actually experience a profound shift in your body. You will feel as if something amazing and miraculous has happened to the cells of your body and even to your DNA. And it might just take a few minutes to reach that point, or several minutes, or 20 minutes, or 30 minutes. But this invitation is to commit to this experience for as long as it takes until you actually get it. You get it. You feel that self-love. And once you do, just for fun, imagine that you in the mirror is now speaking to you, telling you, I love you. I love you. I love you. And please, I want to know what your experience was. So email me. I'll give you my information to do that in just a few minutes. So for now, it's time for our prayer circle. And so, if this is your first time to Goddardji, the prayer circle is an opportunity to receive prayer for yourself, for others, for the earth. And so take a moment now to think about who you would like to say a prayer for. And I'll give you just a moment to do that. Okay. So imagine that there is a beautiful golden circle of light. And imagine whoever you would like to pray for moving into the circle. Your friends, your family, yourself. You can put as many people in as you'd like. Put the world in. You may even put in people that you don't even know their names. And now imagine all these people that you have put into the prayer circle, and maybe you haven't put in anyone into the prayer circle, and that's okay. You can still participate, because I want you to imagine all the people that have been put into this prayer circle by everyone listening. And now that everyone is in this prayer circle, I want you to imagine that there's a beautiful golden light coming down from up above. And this is the healing light of love of God. That whoever is in this prayer circle, God sees right now and heals. And just take a moment to watch that happen. And when you feel it complete, simply say to yourself or out loud, "It is done. It is done. It is done." And I will give you another moment. Beautiful. It is done. It is done. It is done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. And finally, please join me in this prayer. Dear God, dear Mother God, dear Father God, we thank you for life. We thank you for your love. We thank you for well-being. We thank you for abundance. We thank you for seeing us and hearing our prayers. We thank you for loving exactly who we are, unconditionally, every moment of every day of all our lives. Thank you, God. We love you. We love you. We love you. And thank you for joining me today on Goddardji. And remember that you don't have to wait for Goddardji, or you don't have to wait for anything in order to connect with God, that God is there waiting for you every moment of your life. And all you have to do is be receptive and open your mind and open your heart and listen to the wisdom and words that are present and speaking to you every moment of your life. Please visit me on my website. I want to know who you are. I want to know what you want to hear on Goddardji. I want to know what your experience was when you sat in front of the mirror and told yourself, "I love you." So go to my website at nanice.com, N-A-N-I-C-E.com. That's N-A-N-I-C-E.com. Email me from there. Sign up for the Daily Inspirational. It's a channeled divine inspiration that I send out several times a week that will help you remember who you are and help you remember the God within. And while you're there, there's tons of free articles, show downloads, and everything that you can possibly imagine for your awakening and your enlightenment. And also while you're there, sign up for the pledge. The pledge will help you change your life and be the change that you want to see in the world. And finally, I love you, and I am sending you an abundance of love now and every day. Thank you for joining me. You have been listening to Goddardji. I'm Nanice Ellis. Have a beautiful week.
It's time to recognize that a second-hand God is just mirrors and lies. You cried out in the night, fears and tears and endless frights. I'll hold your hand if you set you free. It's not hard when you believe. Been to the mountains, I've slept in the streets, searched every great mind, but no one did I meet. I searched every house in the eyes of those who knew, but only to realize there weren't even a few. Endlessly I searched through all this facade, but all I ever found was just a second-hand God. I was looking for God in all the wrong ways. I thought I found him once or twice, but he never stayed. Star-eyed baby of mine, open your mind, open your eyes. It's time to recognize that a second-hand God is just mirrors and lies. You cry out in the night, fears and tears and endless frights. I'll hold your hand if you set you free. It's not hard when you believe. Somebody whispered these words in my ear. I've got something to tell you that you want to hear. I thought it Mother Mary, an angel, a guide. I said, show yourself to me, now I continue to hide. He said, the answer you've been seeking is not outside. The way to get to paradise is right inside. There's no place to hide and no one else you could be. Why couldn't I see? You've always answered my cry. Now who am I? Why did it take me so long to buy? A second-hand God was all I could find until till I stopped and turned the journey inside. Synchronicity rings true. It's now I finally see it could only have been me. I shoot my destiny. Star-eyed baby of mine, you've opened your mind, you've opened your eyes. Just now you've recognized that a second-hand god is just mirrors and lies. You cried out in the night, fears and tears and endless frights. I held your hand, you set you free. It's not hard, now you believe. It's not hard, now